I said. I am going up to my room. But the professor rose and shook a playful finger at me. Nah, he said. We are friends, and, therefore, I shall speak quite frankly to you. I think they would consider it a little marked if you immediately retired to the house at their approach, after sitting here alone with me in the twilight. You know this world. Yes, you know it as I do. I shrugged my shoulders, remarking with one eye that while the professor had been talking, the Godovskas had trailed across the lawn towards us. They confronted the Herr Professor as he stood up.
Good evening, wavered Frau Godovska. Wonderful weather. It has given me quite a touch of hay fever.
Fräulein Godovska said nothing. She swooped over a rose growing in the embryo orchard, then stretched out her hand with a magnificent gesture to the Herr Professor. He presented me.
This is my little English friend of whom I have spoken. She is a stranger in our midst. We have been eating cherries together.
How delightful, sighed Frau Godovska. My daughter and I have often observed you through the bedroom window, haven't we, Sonia?
Sonia absorbed my outward and visible...